And of course, part of the Perry Broadcasting of Augusta family of stations, doing some great things for the community. I mean, so much. Not just putting out sounds over the airwaves, but Mayfest, bringing the music to the neighborhood, providing so much during Thanksgiving, so much during Christmas. Of course, we're moving into the summer, and when summer's just about over and it's about time for our children to be heading back to school, they're going to be working with a number of partners to provide book bags and haircuts and just things to help our children feel good about themselves as they get ready to go back to school. Supplies will be provided. I mean, just excellent, excellent work. I mean, and on such a practical level, Perry Broadcasting of Augusta, doing for and with the community. We appreciate everyone in the community who partners with the Perry Broadcasting of Augusta organization to help make life better for so many. Thank you so much. Thank you, those of you who come out and let us know from year to year that you really appreciate what we're doing. Thank you so much. Well, speaking of our children getting ready to go back to school, how about when back to school means a very different experience? Because it's going to be your child's, or maybe you who are listening, it will be your first year in college. Ah, yes. What an exciting time. I remember still, ladies and gentlemen, my first year of my freshman year. Of course, the beginning of my freshman year, first quarter. Exciting, challenging, a little nerve-wracking. Well, maybe not that bad. I was a little nervous, though. But what an experience. I would like for some people who have had that experience to share with you, courtesy of WebMD, some things that you can do to get ready for that first year of college.
The hardest thing about my freshman year was most definitely keeping track of my time.
Everyone's telling you this is like the time of your life. You're supposed to be doing this, you're supposed to be doing that.
I just was so stressed out and so overwhelmed that I just physically couldn't eat.
I just completely forgotten how to make friends.
I was depressed. I was homesick.
And it's just this horrible feeling like, what have I done?
I've definitely had friends who experienced depression while in college.
It seems from the outside that everybody's doing well.
It's difficult for you to admit that you need help doing something that you haven't ever needed help doing before.
My advice to students would be always remember that you're able to get help. All you have to do is ask for it.
I think when it comes to drinking, you have to be very honest with yourself. My freshman fall, I got into this bad habit where I'd, you know, stay up late, whether it was drinking or not. A lot of times it was drinking. I slept through my 10 a.m. almost every day.
There were moments where, yeah, I got sick and I overdid it.
You're allowed to experiment. That's what your time here is for. At the same time, it's easy to get carried away.
The best thing to do, I believe, is to find a friend who you know has your back and you can trust them, and then to learn your limits.
My eating habits definitely changed coming to college. I just kind of got in this routine where, you know, I'm stressed, I'm just gonna eat. I'm tired, I'm gonna eat something to give me some energy.
Freshman 15 was definitely real for me. It was actually freshman 20.
So I definitely ate a lot less. My second semester freshman year, I was taking my introductory engineering class. I had gone 24 hours without eating anything. I failed the final and I ended up with a B in the class. So my biggest advice to an incoming freshman is you not eating and trying to be productive by saving the time or by being too stressed out is literally doing the opposite of what you want it to do.
When it comes to sex, you run into people who feel completely different ways about it. You know, some people wait forever. Some people only have sex with someone they're dating. Some people just go have sex with whoever. And it's hard to deal with. You do have to say, this is the person I'm going to be in regards to that.
There's such a huge pressure on this rush to get involved with someone.
You don't want to feel like you're, oh, the only one without a boyfriend or the only one without a girlfriend.
There's no time limit on love, and there's no time limit on, you know, some when you have to have sex with someone.
The best piece of advice I got was just don't put too much pressure on yourself.
It's your body. You should be able to do what you want with it, and don't let anybody force you.
Don't deal with the games, because it's only going to drive you crazy.
There were definitely overwhelming moments in my freshman year. At times, I did feel as if I wasn't really understanding my work the way that, you know, my other friends were.
I was like, okay, I need to, like, volunteer here. I need to be in this club. I need to do this, and I need to get good grades. And, like, I guess trying to, like, build that up really quickly was very overwhelming.
It doesn't seem like everyone is dealing with it. But looking back, everyone is dealing with stress and anxiety. You know, it's, how can you not?
I think there's absolutely a lot of pressure on students to do everything perfectly, to do everything without seemingly having any effort.
My biggest advice to an incoming freshman is don't feel like your obligations are your life, and don't compromise your mental health for anything.
Asking for assistance, whether it be from your classmates or from your professors or whoever you feel comfortable with, it's mandatory, and you're gonna have to do it.
Once you find people that you like, people that you can hang out with all the time, you realize, you know, these guys are always gonna have my back.
That's what's so great about freshman year, is everyone wants to build a new community.
Expect to have a lot of work, but also expect to enjoy yourself.
Be open to honestly exploring new things that you don't wanna do, and being brave about that.
You need to know that you're never alone. Whether it be a personal problem or academic, you're not alone.
You have to walk into college like it's a boxing match. You're going to get hit, like you have to be able to take a punch, but you always get through it, you always figure it out. That's what it's for, that's how you learn.
All right, so some great advice from people who have been through it recently. Yes, indeed, letting us know that there are ways that we can prepare. They focused on sex, they focused on stress, they focused on habits, study habits. I mean, just so much practical. Were you surprised to hear them say that a lot of the freshmen who were there with them were actually experiencing stress, anxiety? Yeah, sometimes it can seem like, I think I'm the only one who's a little nervous about this experience. Probably not. Probably not. Even though there may be some laughter and other good stuff going on, like laughter, you all know there can be some nervousness behind that laughter too. So I definitely want to encourage you, prepare, so that you take as much guesswork out of the process as possible. And you're not finding yourself scrambling at the last minute to do things that probably should have been done over a period of weeks. So as many of you prepare for your freshman year, that'll be here before you know it. I know we're wrapping up this school year, but the next school year comes just a few months from now. Y'all know time is flying. So give yourself a few weeks to just kind of take it easy. If there's nothing urgent that needs to be handled right now with regards to preparation for that first year, that freshman year, once you finish with high school, maybe chill a couple of weeks or so. Give yourself some time to relax, unwind, and then get started with the remainder of your freshman year preparations, so that you can pace yourself doing that, enjoy the process, probably be finished a few weeks before time to actually go. And then you can just finish resting, unwinding, getting ready emotionally, psychologically, you name it, so that the new experience is as pleasant an experience as possible. What a great way that will be for you to let some of life's best moments come to you. And who knows, you might be in a better position to help your fellow freshmen once you are there. And what a great way then for you to let some of life's best moments come through you. Till tomorrow.